Welcome, Reading Phineas Wake Facebook Forum. This is Ian and Bob once again with the 40th episode, which becomes the 40th page of our repagination of Phineas Wake. And we're going to start about two-thirds down page 100, since we have done page 98, 99, and a bit of 100 before. That actually was page 15. So this is the 40th page, and we're starting at, 36, 35, about 24, page, line 24. So the lolly-like lady being litten for the long, O land, how long, life's night, with suffusion of fine glass transom and lead-like panes. Wherefore, let it hardly be any being thinking be said either or thought that the prisoner of that sacred edifice, were he an Ivor the Boneless or an Olaf the Hyde, was at his best a one-stone parable, a rude breathing on the void of to-be, a venter hearing his own box speech in backwards, or more strictly, but tristerned initials, the clue key, to a world room beyond the room world. For scarce one, or pathetically few of his doed canal salmon livers, cared seriously, or for long, to doubt with Kurt Ild von Visgi, the gravitational pull perceived by certain fixed residents, and the capture of uncertain comets chance drifting through our system, suggesting an atomic...
Okay, this is another one of those There's 90 word sentences. There's too many words where you're getting lost in a thing. Okay, you got to picture it now. This is like, how long could you figure out how you're going to deal with this outstanding man and old land? How long? So with the fine transoms, it sounds like Mar-a-Lago. Sounds like the post estate, you know, where Trump lives. This, how long? Now you can't have anybody thinking something would be a prisoner of a sacred orifice. The sacred orifice is, as then Ivor the Boneless and Olaf the Hyde. That's the people going after Trump, the behind the scenes. Not George Soros. He's not that powerful. Bless his heart. So now you're hearing your own back speech. They're backwards. They're venting. They're venting their own words and saying, no, we did it this way. No, we went that way. It was more strictly. No, it was twisted, turned. It was initials, the clue key beyond this. It was this room. No, it was Melania's penny drawer. No, it was the scarce side. No, it's the dead. This is a mess. Off the canal, that's called the intercoastal, because Mar-a-Lago goes all the way across both sides. So the intercoastal is in that Dode Canal, because they had to put people in the boat thinking that people were going to grab nuclear secrets and put them in their panties and jump into the ocean or the intercoastal to get away from the Department of Justice while they're having their shakedown.
So who had the boats out in the canal? The Department of Justice?
The Department of Justice. Led by
they were watching that.
Ivor the Boneless and Olaf the Hyde.
Mm. Right, they were watching to see who would try to escape with some document.
Yeah. And they had all the gravitational pull from a certain fixed residence and the capture of uncertain comet chance drifting through the system, waiting for authentication of the I'll quit, you done it. I'll quit if you'll say you done it. If you'll say you done it, I'll quit. But if you don't, then we're going to wait on authorization. And now the judge has, well, this is what it bumped that page, Bob. It says now, just now, the judge has granted a master sovereign to look at the document. It was raided from Mar-a-Lago.
So what's a master sovereign?
Oh, the one who's not biased to look at what was taken, so they could say, yes, goddammit, you're not supposed to have that piece of paper, and we're going to string you up. We've got an oak tree and a really good knotted rope We're gonna hang you. We're gonna hang you because you can't have that piece of paper, even though he's president, can unseal anything.
Okay, I'm gonna read that part because I got cut off middle. So, the gravitational pull perceived by certain fixed residents and the capture of uncertain comets chance drifting through our system, suggesting an authenticatum of his liquititudinous, and that's in brackets, then the canonicity of his existence as a tesseract. I know I've looked up tesseract before. I just want to check that. That's some kind of geometric construction. But would Mar-a-Lago be a kind of a tesseract, or the situation is a tesseract?
The situation is. Because now you're looking at the Canoni City. The Canoni City of existence as a tesseract. It's giving me an example.
Yeah, a tesseract is the four-dimensional analog of the cube. The tesseract is to the cube as the cube is to the square. So what you make there metaphorically in Mar-a-Lago.
That's the point. That's ground zero. That's where that was the scene of the crime, if there was such a thing as a crime, or that's where they're going to try to make there be a crime.
Yeah, so then it says, be still, oh, quick. Are they saying that to Trump? Are they accusing Trump of being quick? Or the staff being quick?
No. Everybody's saying, freeze! Put your hands up! Speaking dumb. Then hush, ye fronds of Oma, friends of Trump. Oma.
Hush, ye friends of Oma, Trump. Yeah, so he's telling them to shut up, be quiet, and we will have our way with you. So then you go over to page 101. Dispersal women wondered, was she fast? Is that about millennia or something? Dispersal women
That's what they're saying. That was other people responding to this. Now they'll soon call it an atrocity, but not yet. They're still thinking they got the goods. But they were trying to cause this thing and go, aha, gotcha. This father finishes up the January 6th committee and he's not even a good citizen. He should have been killed long ago. And, you know, he's digging up all these dead people now. Now John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to run as the vice president. He was supposed to be dead, and Lord, Q's having a nervous breakdown. I don't even know if Q can take this or not. It's getting a little hectic keeping up with the lie from the dead anymore. And so now they're trying to figure out, wait a minute, was she fast? Let's see how this goes. But now, come on, don't let us down. Do tell us all about it, Bob.
Yeah, this actually comes into the chapter. The next chapter is all about and live of the Plurbel. So this does lead into that. So the women wonder about and Livy Plurbel. So they say, do tell us all about, as we want to hear all about. So tell us all about her, the why or whether she looked a lot like Ulysses, and whether he had his whimmed up like them's a shut, notes and queries, tidbits and answers, the laugh and the show, the ards and downs. Now list it to one and either, and list them down and smoothen out your leaves of rose. The war's o'er. Whim, 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 whim. Was it Unity Moore or Estelle Swift or Verena Fay or Corte Quaidam? Tomas, Mark for your uncle. Piggies.
Okay. You're getting too far. Now they've all converged to say, okay, we have the evidence now. Now we've got it. Now we've got it all solved. And now they go, uh-oh, Trump won. He win. What? And was it Unity Moore? Estella Swift. Now you go from the other side. They're listing off the people that were accusing Trump. Corta Quarum.
Right.
Thomas and Mark.
For the uncle. Pinkies. Hold up, med your leg. Who, for second time of asking, was then the scourge of the parts about folkish Lucozod? It was wont to be asked, as in ages behind, of the Homo Capit Erectus. What, well, that's Trump, eh? Homo Capit Erectus.
There you go. He's done got, they fished with him now, and they've got him, he's done worked up a hard-on, so somebody fish to feed it. So just so you know, it's coming. Hang on to yourself, it's coming in.
What price Peabody's money? Or to put it bluntly, whence is the Harrington's white cravat, as in epochs more Cainozoic? Who struck Buckley, though nowadays, as then times, every school filly of 70 moons or more, who knows her entomologies, and every calling ball a roof, and every red flamel-waving war wife and widow piece upon Dublin wall, forever knows as Yayas is Yayas, how it was Buckley self. We need no bloodling paper to tell it neither, who struck.
Right. No, because you got to catch that from the see, they're looking for the blood at the scene of the crime, and they can't find it. And so now they're trying to make something up. Now, 70 moons or more, who knows her entomology? You see? And every little illicit detail in the red, flaming, waving war wife. Now, that's Melania. And Widow Keith.
Right, and they were looking through her clothes. Is there something here about
correct.
That?
As well. Now you've got them. You just upset them before, but now you've pissed them off.
You pissed off the Trumps? Is that who you mean? Or the
correct? Oh yeah.
Okay.
The Trumps. Yeah, they're furious.
Who struck? It was Buckley self. We need no bloodling paper to tell it neither. Who struck? Now is Buckley the DOJ, the FBI,
and
Trump is the Russian? Oh, he'd be the Russian general. He's conspiring with Putin.
Because
yeah,
that's what they're still trying to, and they're still, even though it's all made up, they're still saying it's Russia, with Trump.
Good point. Well, that fits, yeah. The famous story, all through Finnegan's Wake, is the Irish Buckley shot the Russian general. So, Buckley self, that's the FBI who struck, and the Russian generals, da-da, instead of Buckley, who was caddishly struck by him when B herself. Now, what's interesting there, Buckley's not a hero there. He's a cad.
Well, that's what Trump is. Trump is a cad. Trump is a terrible. Oh. He's terrible. He's public enemy number one. He's ruined America. Ruined it. It's ruined. He's destroyed this America. This non-free economy. And he's trying to kill all the socialists one by one.
Well, it says the Russian generals instead of Buckley who was casually struck. It's got both ways. You know, from one view, Buckley was catted, and another level, Trump was catted.
From one view, if you watch Fox News, then they're trying to get Trump. On another view, if you listen to Nikita Brushkev, Brzezinski, and the Morning Hoe, if you watch the Morning Hoe, all of a sudden, that's a whole other conversation. If we just could get rid of Trump, we'd have a good life. If we could just get rid of him, but we can't. But if we could just get rid of him, we'd have a wonderful, it'd be a wonderful life. Both sides, both pitching and catching.
What full pride, Paul Poison in the spy of three castles, or which hate-filled smiley seller? And that such a vitriol of venom that Queen's Head affranchisant, a quiet stinking plaster zeal could cover, prepostered or postpaid. The lounge lizards of the pump room had their 9 days jeer, and pratch cats at their platch pails too, and holem polem them besides, spaz, baz, spismas, the zany zonies, when, still believing in her Owen glass, when eyes ours were twinkling, that the upper reaches of her mouthless face, that would be Pelosi, wouldn't it? That the upper reaches of her mouthless face.
That's right. Wearing a dough face, but it's mouthless. The three castles. No, wait. The three castles, that's your three branches of government. And they're all filled with hate-filled, smiley sellers. They get up there and they smile and say, well, we can't be doing this, and we're going to check with the queen head of the enfranchisement. The CPD, the BCD, and the DDB says this is going to be good. No, it's not. It said you're going bankrupt. No, it didn't. It said we got all the money in the world. Yes, you are. No, you're not. I'm going to call the Supreme Court. Well, they don't care because they're going to say Trump was president all along. Wait, what? Uh-oh. Carry on.
that the upper reaches of her motionless face and her impermanent ways were the better half of her, one nearer him, dearer than all, first warming creature of his early morn, bondwoman of the man of the house, and murmur of all the Maccabees, she who had given his eye for her bed, and a tooth for a child, till 1-1 and 1-10 and 100 again, oh me and oh ye, that's the 111, that's the number for ALP, but who is this referring to? Which woman? Bondwoman of the man of the house. Is that all about Melania?
No. It comes into the side. They're basically describing everybody that's in political office. They're all at least 100 years old now, Bob. They're like you. The whippersnappers are in their 80s.
All right, yeah, 101. 111 again. Oh me and oh ye, cadet and prim, the hung ray and Anne Green. And if she's older now than her teens, she has hair that is younger than thine, my dear. She who shattered him after his fall and waked him widowed sparing. Now, is that the wife of a politician or someone connected?
No, they're trying to describe it of what happened. If that they're saying that Trump will be dead because they're going to kill him, and then they'll figure out what to do with the widow sparing that gave him the keen and made him able to be idolized in each arc of his nose.
Yes, she who shattered him after his fall and waked him widowed sparing and gave him keen and made him able and held at Azillas to each archy of his nose, she who will not rast her from her running to seek him till, with the help of the Okiameek or Okimike, some such time that she shall have been after hiding the crumb bins of his enormousness in the Are You Looking for Pearl Far Sea. Uria stood forth, burned the gorgony old Dan world in Gogor's name for Gargar's sake, dragging the countryside in her train, finnickin' here and funnickin' there. Now, we're going to see a mention of Baron coming up?
Yeah, that's coming, but this is like saying, you drug us through the mud. You drug us through the mud, and now we're fixing to twist this thing up a little bit. And so you do what you're going to do and do it quickly. But now we're fixing to go pearl hunting. We're going to see how this goes.
So that's what the Department of Justice, the FBI, is saying that about ALP, about Melania.
Well, and then what happens now is the worm is turning, because now all of a sudden all this that they said was supposedly, quote, true, that they lied to the judge, which was also in their pockets, all of a sudden they find out it isn't. You see.
All right, so Okay, so they're dragging the countryside in her train, finnickin' here and funnickin' there. That's the FBI has the upper edge. Then it says, with her Louise Queen's brogues and her collar and her buzzle and her little bolera boa, and all in 2x20 culicornies for her headdress, specks on her eyes and spuds on her row, and a circus fix riding her Parisian cockneys. That's still going after her?
Yeah, all the details. It's blowing down all the details of how ridiculous this whole thing is. And anybody that is objective, now we're not even talking about Democrat, Republican, you almost can't tell the difference. You throw them on a stack and dump them out, you can't tell it. You can't. They all got an excuse after another one and a problem after another one, and this can't do and that ain't right, this can't be, and he's bad, no, you're bad, no, I'm worse than you. You can't be worse than me. I'm the worst that ever was, and I'm going to see to it that I show you how bad it is, basically. As they basically take the gun, it's a circular firing squad. They're shooting each other in the face.
Avaunt her straddle from Equor Egon when Tink Tink in the church clothes clinks Steplo de Jesima Sunday, sola, with palms, prelates, and pukas pilloting in her peace bag. For handyman the chomp, Esquero, Bispass to crush the slander's head. So,
yeah,
who's crushing
that's your
who's
committee.
Slander's
that,
head?
That's your committee. That's the committee. That's the in name only Rhino Republicans that are going to come in to try to bash the Democrats in their folly that they've run around with their tinky tinks and their church clothes, trying to be all good while you're sitting there being schizophrenic up and down from a nice medium Sunday. Because the handyman with the chunk, that's the handsman with the axe, is going to briskly take off the slanderer's head.
Okay, so Trump is not in that mix. This is the two political groups going after each other.
This is when they have their, when everybody has their comeuppance for ill-gotten activities, a la Shirley MacLaine. Oh, no, sorry, that's not right. Liz Cheney.
Okay.
She got her
Weary Weenie White, plead for more and more. Notre Dame de la Ville, mercy of thy bomb heartsy heat. Ogro dinks beyond her batate, wart of the druggist. Balkum no bulkies, and let him rest, thou wayfarer, and take no grace well from him. Neither mar his mound. The bane of Tut is on it. Where? But there's a little lady waiting, and her name is ALP. And you'll agree, she must be she, for her holden hair heaps hanging down her back. He spent his strength amok harem scarums, Poppy Narancy, Jolly Ecola, Marinka, Annalena, and Harm.
Nancy Pelosi, Giorgetta, that's the AOC, and then you got Parker, and you got Marinka, that goes through the squad, including Poppy Narancy, Nancy Pelosi.
The far left squad.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And ilk of those dames had her rainbow humors, yet for Wilco her whims, but he coined a cure. Tiff tiff today, kissy kissy tonay, an age-long pine to Morana. Then who but crippled with children would speak up for dropping with sweat? So is there
that,
any...
And that crippled with children would speak up for dropping with sweat? Oh, and if you owe any money on your debt, we'll pay $10,000 to $20,000 on it.
Where's that say? Where did that come in?
Right there.
Crippled with children?
Crippled with children. They got money they can't pay back, so we're going to take care of it. If you're dripping with sweat, if you're on the poor list for making $250,000 a year, then we'll give you $20,000 if you had hell money and $10,000 if you just went to regular Yale.
Okay. Now, I don't know if this is a song or what. It's italics.
No, wait. Now, who represents the Danes that had the rainbow humanoids? See, that's all making a big to-do for the rights, for people to have their rights, for their gay rights, LGBTQRST, and, you know, like, and as you have, however people identify, that rainbow coalition.
Right.
The will to
and do. Right after women are named, and ilk of those dames had her rainbow humors, yet for Wilco her whims, but he coined a cure. That's about all the alphabet people. Well, the
correct.
LBG alphabet, not the CIA, mm-hmm. who are...
Well, they're not too... You can't hardly tell the difference, but yeah.
Okay. Tiff tiff today, kissy kissy today, an age-long pine to more and not. Then who but crippled with children would speak up for dropping with sweat? Who's dropping with sweat?
All the, quote, poor people are the socialist wannabes.
Okay.
The ones who, when Bernie Sanders gets up there and says, pay the damn debt, pay the damn debt. You gave away trillions of dollars to the PPP. The PPP got trillions of dollars. Pay the debt. Just pay the debt. Just mark it off. Just mark it off. You throw everything else off. Just pay the debt. $10,000 isn't a cost.
Okay, so I don't know if this is to be sung. It says, sold him her lease of 999.90, tresses undresses so die dainty, goo the glute gudgeon gulped it all. Who was the COD? Bum! At Island Bridge, she met her tied.
Now, you know what that is. This is the official, Bert will look it up, the official order that Trump signs. Before he left office.
The COD?
When he sold him her lease.
Oh, yeah. That's the corporation of the USA, 1913 or so. That's what
correct.
He signed off and dismantled to get it back
correct.
In 1776.
He sold him her lease. The one of,
right.
the, well, what you call it, in the 1900s when they incorporated it. From your You know your little work, Bob. You know that's some of your secret council of 10 business.
Yeah, the Fed Reserve people, secret council of 10. You know what, Jekyll and Hyde Island
of 1919.
Yes, dresses undresses so die dainty. Goo the group gudgeon gulped it all. Who was the COD? Bum. At Island Bridge she met her tide. Atta bomb, atta bomb, atta bomb, 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 boom. The fin had a flux and his ebba a ride. Atta bomb, atta bomb, atta bomb, bomb, boom. We're all up to the ears in hues and cribies. That's what she's done for we. Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's a good place to whoa. All right, now this is giving you an old background from the Island Bridge. This goes back to Jekyll Island where they went to work out all these bill of particulars of how they're going to overtake the old USA and turn it not into a democracy but an atrocity. And now
that's what I meant when I said Jekyll and Hyde, that the Jekyll Island off of Georgia.
It is.
Yeah.
And then now atta-bomb, atta-bomb, atta-boom, boom, boom. That's moving fast forward to now. And you're fixing to have a hell of a ride. Because the fin had the flux. And the bloody flux is not so pleasant when their bombs are dropping on the other side of you all the way up through the years, the cribbies.
That's what she's done for you.
That's what she's done for we. We the people, that's what she's done. Mm-hmm. And that's because
all
this, one more little dot. You got one little dot left. That'll be a good place to stop.
Yeah, no, so that what she did for you was create all this woe. And then, nomad may roam with Nabuk, but let Naaman laugh at Jordan. For we have taken our sheet upon her stones, where we have hanged our hearts in her trees, and we list, as she bibs us, by the waters of Babylon. So that's Babylon.
That's exactly right. Well, what's happened now, You've got Naaman. Remember who Naaman is, Bob? Don't do that. They laugh and they're trying to talk about the River Jordan. Some people have figured this out and they've got the white stone and they've hanged their hearts in their trees and they list it and they tip their hat and they notice you, Bob, by the waters of Babylon. Babylon is a terrible thing, but it's got the water. You see, that's what you're into. So this is a shout-out to your crew, Bob, for surviving.
Right, with our living water and the white stone.
Correct.
Wow, that's pretty good. And then it goes into the next chapter, which is a big
As Naaman laughs at the Jordan.
Yeah, is Naaman the guy who was a leper or something? He was a cripple.
And he saved himself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. He was a general or something, and he got crippled.
Leprosy.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And he went to trouble, and the waters were troubled. He dipped in the water, and he was made whole.
Right. So then, you get into this very popular chapter all about ALP. What is ALP versus Finn being... Trump, what would ALP
Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty.
Lady Liberty.
Lady Liberty, the rep.
The statue.
The lady, the rep. No, no, the representation of what America stood for.
Yeah,
not what it is now. It's what it's, well, no, now that's just the Laboulaye's version of a representation. We're talking about the actual liberty condition.
Icon. Archetype that America
that the U.S. that they used to represent, it used to stand for, and they, they said a pledge of allegiance that you stand up.
What William Blake celebrated, and Beethoven made music celebrating that
correct.
Meme, that idea, that hope for America and the new world. So that's what ALP. That's what Trump is trying to get back to.
Yeah, and it's not stars. Striped banner, star-spangled banner. It's not a bunch of stars. They're each individual stars. It's the star-spangled banner. Each state is its own individual star. And it's the United States are, not the United States is.
Right. So where is that in here? The Star Spangled? Was that some words here?
That's coming. We're making the notation that that's what this is about. That you're coming back to, and it's going to be a lot of boom, boom, boom. So get ready. Make sure you keep your earplugs handy. You might need it. It might disturb your slumber.
Okay, that was great. So let's bring in the crowd. We finished our assignment.
So, boy, that was a white knuckle flight. We didn't know if you were going to pull that one off or not, Bobby. You did good.
I did pretty good, yeah.
All participants are now unmuted.
Commentary and interpretations and questions. Who's got something to say? Someone down there at the United Kingdom is trying to say something. Yeah, unmute. Unmute yourself.
I am unmuted.
Okay.
Am I?
Is that Phil?
Yes. Yeah, I was just looking at one verse there. I can't make head to tail of it, but I'll read it out because it's on 101, Bob, and it's two-thirds of the way down, and it says,
yeah.
Pratash cats at their plash pails too, and holum hollandum beside shapaz paz the pismas zayoni zonies. Could I explain what that sentence means?
The cronies. Yeah, the cronies representing cronyisms. That's the cronies that are saying, well, we're going to do this. And, boy, when you put us in power, we're going to straighten this out. And they don't ever straighten it out. They don't ever do anything. But they say they do. They stop a good game.
The lounge lizards of the pump room had their 9 days year. And Pratch cats at their plash pails, too. And holum pulling them beside. Spaz, spaz, spismus. The zany zonies. When still believing in her Owen glass. When eyes ours were twinklings. That the upper reaches of her mouthless face. Yeah, that's the... Nancy and the rest of them. Scumbags.
And Liz.
Impermanent ways. Yeah. So this is, if you're going to have, you may have some folks stepping down from office. They may have decided that they better should go on and really consider an early retirement. Or at least, if they impeach them as many times as they've impeached Donald Trump, they won't have enough nine lives to get them out of the cat house.
Yeah.
But impermanent waves, I mean, Liz Cheney's sort of took her exit, but was still stating that she hoped to mount a presidential campaign in terms of
whatever
time,
it takes.
Which,
whatever.
Nonsense.
She chose her heel to die on. See? And that's the same thing that Dan McKinney, no, you know, what's his name, McCain, John McCain. The same thing he did. He turned into Ralph from Happy Days.
Oh, McCain had his chips on.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, who else got something to say? Let's hear from somebody.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Bob. The pump room, would that relate to Mar-a-Lago or is
press.
That way off track?
Pump room is the press, the machine. The pump room is where they make this stuff up. Somebody has to be the editor and say, you can't say that. You can't say that. They'll kill you. You can't say that. But we're going to kill you, but don't worry. It's going to be over soon.
The press jeers people. Abuse value.
Yeah. Yeah, the little footnote, Bob, is quite interesting as well. A place at a spa where the medicinal water is dispensed for drinking.
Oh, you're talking about the salmon's leap. The salmon's leap.
Yeah.
Where's that?
No,
very bottom of the
little
page.
Footnote. Yeah.
Very bottom of the page. It's a Joyce footnote.
A footnote? There's no footnote. What are you talking about?
Click on the salmon's leap.
What are you clicking on?
Click on the lounge.
Salmon Leap.
Pump room. Yeah.
Very bottom of the page. Pagination
well,
and everything, Bobby.
Well. The Cadet and Prim, the Hung Ray, and the Ann Green. What line is the footnote? Say it.
No. It's not a footnote, Bob. It's not a footnote. It is indeed a, it's not a footnote. It is a Joyce's note. Salmon Leap. salmon leaf is the former waterfall of the Lifri of Lixilip, the Scandinavian name meaning salmon leap. The salmon leap is a precipitous fall in a river, either natural or contrived artificially, like your water processing part, Bubby, over
right,
which
but
salmon
what word
leap
is that referring to? State the text.
It's not a footnote. What? It's not a footnote.
You said it's a footnote. Now you're saying it's not a footnote, so let's... Start,
no,
who's
you
speaking?
Said it was a
who made the ridiculous statement, the word footnote?
Me,
Nick,
Bob,
what are you saying,
me.
Nick?
Bob, what, okay, Bob, go to the lounge lizards of the pump room. Have you got that sentence?
Yeah.
Right, now click on the word pump room and see what happens at the bottom of your screen.
Well, I don't have that page. I'm looking at the book, so I don't have that capacity to click on it.
Oh,
right now.
Lord.
There you
book.
Go, Bob. I mean,
book.
We're all on
with,
there.
You mean with paper?
Buddy,
oh, Lord, have mercy. We thought you'd been delivered from books long
Bob,
ago.
I mean,
good gracious.
So you click
how
on the pump room. You're saying you click on pump room, it goes into the salmon leap?
Yeah. They explained it.
Is your definition of what the pump room is based on what Joyce's version was, Bob?
Okay.
So if you're in the tech body version, a pump room, a room or building where a pump is worked, spec, a place at a spa where the medicinal water is dispensed for drinking.
Wow.
And I'm saying that that's the room where all the garbage is spewed from the...
Yes, but it's also the room where the living water is made.
And then if you orally recite it, the letters give the spelling of a psychological state induced by, or parenthetically, or as if induced by a magical incantation.
Yeah, it's the living water, the eye block.
Good save. Good save there, Stephen.
Thanks. Who saved what?
You don't expect Bob to be having the real... But, well, I suppose you would. Bob would have the real...
Oh, my God, yeah. Who,
I don't even know
who in the world...
Who saved what? Who saved what? Who made the nice save?
I did, Bob.
Whatever his name is, you call him everything under the sun.
Nick, well, how did Nick make a nice save? What did he save?
He
I
brought up
you how to
Joyce his
the
note.
Let
and
him speak, I am. Hear what Nick's saying.
Bob, I showed you how to click on the word on the version that Phil puts up on the Goober Snatcher. When you click on that word, it brings up all the words that are underlined have a, I call it a footnote, but it's a little note that comes up at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
And it just gives you another version or a play of what that word may be.
So, yes. So what did you save?
I showed you that that's possible, Bob, because you didn't know that it happened or that it could happen.
Well, I know it's there. I don't use that technology. I'm just using the book.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not even looking at the foot of the McHugh notes. Just looking at the words and see what Ian comes up with. So you're citing the hyperlinks, so that's okay. But Ian did say the saving waters. He brought in the eye block, not just the poison of the press room. Two things going on here. What do you think? Is that what you meant, Ian?
It is. Okay. What man meant for good, God used, or meant for bad, God uses for good.
Okay. Okay, someone else got a commentary?
Bob, I've got one other one.
Okay.
The atom bomb, is that an actual nuke that's going to go off there, Ian, at the bottom there?
It doesn't say atom bomb. It just says atom bomb. It's kind of like atom boys, but then the atom boys go bomb, 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 bomb. And then the Ebba arrive. Then you're going to have the fin of the flux. That would be the blue flu and the monkey pox. And the Ebola rise.
Oh, yeah, the flux. Have you ever ride?
Ebola ride.
Right, Ebola ride.
It even made Naaman laugh.
They what?
So what?
Name? Name what?
Naaman. It even made Naaman laugh. Laugh.
Yeah.
So why did you suggest to Bob that he should get his head muffles, his earphones?
Is there for the bomb. There will be bombs, but there won't be an atom bomb.
Ah, okay, got you. Okay.
Okay, who's got something to say? You got something to say, Bert?
Yes, I was going to say, page 102, the paragraph at the end, the second sentence, Ian, can you tell me what Notre Dame de la Ville Mercy of thy bomb heartsy heat?
Well, where's this? 102? What part of the page?
102, the paragraph.
Yeah, what part?
The second sentence after Weary Winnie White plead the Miranda Moore, and then I'm asking the question about Notre Dame de la Ville Mercy thy bomb heartsy heat.
Yeah, okay. Notre Dame, they burned Notre Dame. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then when they were reconstructing, they found a bunch of stuff, but there's no way that was hidden right there under the floor. There was no way you could have ever found that was there. It was, things were being concealed. And this is saying in the Morador, that's like in the Lord of the Rings, Morador, you're finding things that are there. And you're looking for the mercy because the bomb heart, the heat, exposed it. And there's a lot of things that are hidden that were unbeknownst from a betrayal position or the drogist. You're going to find out that there is a lot of information that's going to weigh fair its way from there'll be no grave spoil from him. You will not be able to hide or elude the truth.
Hmm. Yes. Excellent.
Mm. Way to go there, Naaman.
That's what's coming, what you're just saying. Yes. Is that coming next week? Yes. Is that going to be at Tucker Carlson on Monday?
We didn't say. No, just don't calm down. Just calm down.
What did he say would be at Tucker Carlson?
You're not,
do you remember?
You're not. Laptop. This is the wrong show for that. The wrong show for that. This is not that show.
What did you say, Bert?
And you're not a Fox. You're not a Fox contributor yet.
Tech bomb.
You will be.
What was it? What was
laptop? Laptop.
Oh, that's coming out. Coming out on Monday.
Monday. Yeah.
But I am saying now people ain't going to watch because he's going to spoil it all. Terrible.
Nobody's going to watch, so it's going to be a dub, a flub.
Well, because you spoiled it. You spoiled it. All the details, all the particulars. You can't do a private session for Bob because he'll tell you before and then during and then tell you again what he told you. He'll remind you that he told you. And it was his superfluous words, of course.
I did that just now. I ruined it.
Just now. Just
all right.
Just in the nick of time.
Okay, who's got some other stuff? On to other issues. Are you trying to say something, Jack?
Jack D. He's living on Baltimore time.
Okay, come on. Someone say something else.
All right. Ian, halfway through 101, it says, nowadays, as then times, every school filly. What is that reference again? And seven score moons.
The time of year, this seven score moons, that's where you're falling. This is where this all fell down. In the seven score moon of now going back to school time, fall of the year, that's when it's going to fall. The fall of the year.
Mm.
Even your timing spaces.
Yeah, that's
three quarters of the way. Sorry, Bob. Three quarters of the way down page 100, Bob, it says, the clue key to a world room beyond the room world.
Yeah, that's really important. That was a line that McLuhan liked and highlighted in his books. You know, the spinning global theater or the spinning global, the world room, that's a global village, flips into the room being whirled or whirled about inside the satellite vortex. And this book is a clue key to that phenomenon. The clue key to a world room beyond the room world. So what is the world, what is the cabal, Secret Council 10, beyond the spinning global theater?
Are you asking or are you telling me?
No, I'm stating.
Oh, okay.
You can ask, Nick.
No, it's fine. Because now what happens is that's what's happened with the machine. There's a machine behind the machine. You thought the United States of America was sovereign. And then you come to find out that they sold it to a corporation.
Yeah.
All of the United States of America, Inc., for Pete's sake. And now these crazy sovereign people, they're saying, go get your license back and your birth certificate back and claim your money and all this kind of stuff. Come to find out they were right. Because it really was part of the estate. The estate. That you were
Everybody was a slave of Washington, the corporation.
All right.
Corporation.
Yeah, so that's why all the common law TikToks have been coming my way in the last week or two.
You hit the algorithm, magic you are. Mm-hmm. And they tell you how to do it, and then when they say you can't do that, you say, "Well, go to section 803 of subsection of the Title IX, and we'll just go right through it." And they go, and they give you whatever it is that you're asking us to do. We don't know how a piece of paper puts you in this bondage, so we don't know how a piece of paper is going to get you out. But it's a good run anyway. Happy days, y'all. Happy days.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Come back when you can stay longer.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, you're all welcome. Thanks for contributing.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Keep it high and tight.
Happy day, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.